The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. Here we are.
Well, then here we are. Good morning, everyone.
Feels like it's been forever.
I know, but here we are. And just to give someone a reference of time, it is spring.
All the daffodils and the crocus and all, they're beautiful.
I was away and I didn't see my daffodils bloom. I saw them die.
Oh, dear. But
crocus, not the crocuses, the one, the hyacinth.
Hyacinth,
and
yeah.
And the tulips, but I think I've told you this before. I plant my tulips in like a circle, and then when they come up, they're spread all over. I got one coming out of the lawn. Someone told me that moles or voles go underneath the ground in the winter, and they grab hold of them, and they move them around in their tunnels.
Really?
I don't know if that's true, but it sure seems like it, because I always try to plant them in a clump so they'll come up beautiful and all together, and they're spread out everywhere. It's the weirdest thing.
I think I'd rather that they spread out, though. Actually.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I just want them in a little clump. Maybe if they came up in a clump, I would think I'd like them spread around because I was used to the clump. But now I'm going to plant the bulbs. I'm going to dig them all up. And I have a wire circle thing that Mark made me, like a tube.
Sure.
And
like a tomato thing?
Bury it. It's wire all the way around. Uh-huh. So I'm going to bury it and put the bulbs in there so that the animals can't get at the bulbs, because they'll be surrounded by wire, like chicken wire. Oh, Bev just found a little tiny rubber band.
They're
everywhere.
Over
I had
the
one
place.
On my desk too, and I have two paper clips. What does this mean? What does this mean?
I'm not going to go there.
We don't
too
know.
Too hard. No, no.
So, hey, everybody. I am Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
And we are here every Thursday morning at 8:30, WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, and our new station, kind of new, in
88.1 WSBR in Lee,
Massachusetts. Did you ever travel and hear someone say Massachusetts?
I've said it.
Worcester instead of Worcester. Worcester.
Well, I used to say that because of the sauce.
Worcester. Okay, take it away. Bev.
All right.
Five,
let's
four,
see.
Three, two, one. And here we go with our disclaimer. And
the views and opinions on this program are solely those of its host, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent WTBR-FM or WSBR-FM. Its management, producers, or sponsors.
That's scary.
Ah.
I just saw the Star Wars 3 movie.
Oh.
That's creepy.
There's somebody on there that sounds like that?
Yes. That boys.
Oh.
So, okay. Yes, we went to see the Star Wars 3 movie. Is it Star Wars? Yeah, that's with Chewbacca and...
Uh-huh.
So we're on vacation.
Oh, yeah, don't make the mistake.
And we went to see that movie. And after it was over, I said to Mark, you know, that was pretty good. I think that movie will do well. And he looked at me and he said, that movie was out 20 years ago. I said, what? He said, yeah, this theater plays older movies. I said, this is not a new movie? He said, no. I said, I wondered why Samuel Jackson looks so good.
So this was one of the first ones?
This was Star Wars 3. And it was cool because it was all about how the guy in the black with the hood, the father, the Luke, I am your father.
I know, I can't think of it as
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader. Okay.
It was how Darth Vader became when he was born, childhood.
Oh, when he was a good kid and then went bad.
Yes, and I never knew that story. And I thought it was new. And I thought everybody looked really good that I knew was in it.
They would have been happy to hear that.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen it, everybody, it's really pretty good. Yeah, I liked it.
Okay.
I liked it. So.
True or false?
Cool. Okay.
I'm going to do only two from now on because three gets kind of loaded. And so for me, I'm just going to do two.
All right.
Number one.
Yes.
Bananas grow on trees. Number two. A day on Venus lasts longer than a year on Venus.
What? A day on Venus lasts longer than a year on Venus?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense at all?
It will, or not.
It's a trick. It's tricky. Are they both true? Are they both false, or is one?
One is false, one is true.
Okay. So it's true and false. One is true. Huh. Bananas grow on trees, I think, is a trick, too.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I ain't gonna.
Okay. So what I was, I picked up this, you know, we like Nick Riccarini.
Yes, we do.
Nick Riccarini does the free coffee news that you find in restaurants all over the place and other places. And he's been doing this a long time.
He does a great job.
Yeah. So I picked one up and I haven't even read any of it, but I'm going to just jump right out and I'm going to do a couple of the did you know?
Okay.
Dot, dot, dot.
Okay.
Did you know? So this is secrets about nutmeg. Nutmeg was once used medicinally for arthritis and digestion. It contains mitristicin?
Wow. Come on, Marie, what is it?
Yeah, a compound that can trigger hallucinations in large amounts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, its overuse in the 19th century often led to serious health complications.
This is nutmeg?
Nutmeg.
So if you try a little tiny bit?
Maybe.
Oh, no. No, we're not encouraging
anyone.
No,
we're not encouraging. No, because it does cause health complications.
Yeah.
And I wonder how much you have to ingest.
It tastes awful,
you know, to have that.
It?
Mitristicin, I think, is how you pronounce the chemical that's in it.
Okay. You got another one?
I do. Cow steps.
Cow steps.
Despite popular belief, cows can walk down stairs, but struggle due to their weight, their stiff necks, and unfamiliarity with steep slopes. The anatomy makes the task awkward, so they avoid it whenever possible.
That's why they can't walk upstairs.
I was thinking the same thing. I thought, okay, it sounds to me like they can't. I didn't know they had stiff necks.
I didn't either, but I don't know. Those are big heads.
Yeah. I never saw, a cow move their neck around like that, like I'm moving my neck right now.
No, they're usually pretty steady.
Yeah. They have stiff necks. Like that. She's doing an imitation of a cow.
Before we go any further, I want to do a shout out to a friend that helped me a lot this past couple of weeks, and that is Mary Hood. She sent me some of the best do well kind of things that really made sense and helped a great deal, and I appreciate that.
That's awesome. She is awesome.
She did a great thing.
She is a great encourager, and
so
she's a great
friend.
Thank
you, Mary.
Get your Kleenex, Mary, because we know you got a little tear dripping down there, honey. Yeah, for sure.
Do you have
Yes, I do. Okay. I do, and here it is. Do not listen to those who weep and complain, for their disease is contagious.
Oh.
And this is from Og Mandino. I've never heard of Og Mandino.
Can you imagine a kid growing up?
Well, he probably complained and wept.
Mommy, why'd you marry?
Yeah. I think weeping and complaining is bad if it's continuous.
Constant.
Yes.
If you know this person is coming and it's like, oh.
Yeah, oh gosh, how do I turn this conversation around? But there is a time for weeping and complaining.
For real.
For real. Well, you know, the Beatles did that song that actually came from the Bible. What was it? A time to laugh and a time to cry and a time to da and a time to da. A time to, a time. And I should know it, and I don't.
I'll bet you she does when she's home.
To everything, turn, turn, turn.
It is a season.
Turn, turn, turn. We could cut a record.
Let's see. What do you have for us this day? Do you have a big theme or something?
I don't. I have lots of tips and tricks.
Oh, those are good.
Lots, and then our Nick Riccarini's free coffee news. And you know what? I'll just put a plug in for Rick. You can advertise in his publication if you want to get a hold of him. You can put an ad in here.
Yay!
Yeah, I don't know anything more about it. Other than it's
he's put us in it once or twice.
He did. He was so kind. He put us in there. And I think it was, you know, I don't see a section in here today. There was a little section where he had our show in here. We picked up a lot of listeners from this.
We need him to come on the show.
We do. Hey, Nick, do you listen? You know how to contact us.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
We can use your effort.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
What are you sharing with us today?
Well, I got some riddles.
Okay.
Food for thought riddle.
Alrighty.
You buy me to eat, but you never eat me. What am I?
You buy me to eat, but you never eat me. Don't know.
Plates and bowls.
Oh, yeah. I love riddles. Because you kick yourself. You say, oh, I should have known that.
Duh.
Oh, I should have known that. Speaking of plates and bowls, I saw a video the other day when I was looking up my tricks and tips. And sometimes I see a video and I wish I could put it on the air.
Right.
And it was a plastic spoon and a plastic fork. And they cut the top of the plastic fork off just at the neck, you know, right below the tines.
Okay.
And then they super glued it underneath the spoon so it stuck out. So the spoon... And then the fork at the tip of the spoon, underneath the spoon, but it stuck out. So you had the spoon, and then sticking out of the front of the spoon, you had the fork, just the top.
You mean by the bowl?
The spoon, the plastic spoon,
uh-huh.
And they crazy glued a plastic fork, the top of the plastic fork, to the bottom of the spoon.
That tines to the...
To the spoon.
Bowl.
So it looked like this, right to the bowl of the spoon.
Okay.
And then they ate a noodle soup with it. So they used the spoon part for the liquid, and then they twirled the noodles around with the fork. All on the west. Nothing I'd ever do. But I
sounds
think...
Sounds like a spork.
It does sound like a spork, but it's more like a spoon. fork spoon. No? Yeah. It was interesting because, yeah, it's like a spork. But okay. You make it yourself. If you ever
down.
Really want to waste some time, you just go on and find these videos. And it's the funniest things that people think of. It's so clever. There's so many clever things. All right.
What else you got? Did you do all of the what if or what is?
Did you know?
Did you know?
Salad story. This is under did you know?
Okay.
In the coffee news. The Caesar salad wasn't named after Julius Caesar, but was created in the 1920s by Chef Caesar Cardini.
Oh, I thought it was because it gave you Caesars.
No. Cesar Cardini in Tijuana, Mexico, originally designed as a finger food. It's interesting. Diners would dip whole lettuce leaves into the Caesar dressing and just eat it like a dip.
That sounds good, actually. The Caesar salad of today isn't anything like that.
No.
It's like they throw away all the pieces and they put that together in the salad.
Uh-huh. And have you ever seen how much a Caesar salad is when you go out?
No, I haven't.
It's ridiculous.
But I like the dressing on it.
But all it is romaine lettuce, the dressing, and croutons. There's nothing else in it unless you want some anchovies.
Ugh.
Yeah. That's what it is. I don't know what, because Mark gets Caesar salad all the time.
He likes anchovies?
No. He just does the regular Caesar salad with the croutons on
it.
And he takes most of the croutons off. And I'm thinking, I got a salad with cucumbers and tomatoes and cranberries. And my salad has got so much more stuff in it. It is almost the same price as the Caesar salad that's just got lettuce and dressing. What's the deal? Does anyone have an answer for that?
Come on, people. Put your caps on.
Well, there we go.
All righty. What can cut like a knife, sting like a bee, bite like a lion, carry truth and lies, but never move or speak? No guesses, huh?
No.
Words.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you could add more to that.
Probably could.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need to shut up. Sometimes you just need to just zip it. Zip it. What else?
Let's see. How many words are in a dictionary?
All of them. Was that good? Oh, good guess.
Two. Dictionary.
Dictionary.
These are like almost as bad as dad jokes. Okay, hold on. Let me turn the page.
Okay.
What you got?
Rule makers. Did you know, and this is rule makers, established in 1857, Sheffield FC holds the title of the oldest football club. Its members crafted the groundbreaking Sheffield rules, laying a foundation that influenced the evolution of modern football, commonly called soccer, in some countries.
Oh.
Well, that's a little bit of trivia that I don't really care about at all. Yeah. That's something I don't care that I know. I don't even know what Sheffield FC, I don't even know what the rules are.
Nope.
No, don't care. Sorry.
What has 15 diamonds but isn't rich?
15 diamonds. But 15 diamonds. No, that'd be an even number. It's not a deck of cards.
Yes, it is.
It is?
Yes, it is.
15 diamonds. So they add up all the diamonds on each card? 15 diamonds. Each card?
We're going to have to get a book of cards and check it out.
Because that's an odd number, and there's four of each suit. And if you add up all the diamonds on all the cards, it's more than 15. Maybe they're including our Joker. No, Jokers don't have a suit.
Not that I know of.
Oh.
They have their own suit.
We gotta check this one out.
Okay.
Space sailors. Oh, the word astronaut combines the Greek roots astron and N-A-U-T-E-S. How would you pronounce that? Nauts?
Sure.
So you take those. So astron means star and nauts or nautes, sounds French, means sailor, translating to star sailor. Similarly, cosmonaut uses cosmos, which is universe, and nauts, both symbolizing humanity's reach for the stars.
That would make some good sci-fi stories.
Yeah.
I like that. Star.
Yeah.
Star what?
Star sailor.
Star sailor.
Yeah.
I like that.
Star sailor.
Hmm.
Okay. That's it. That's it for Did You Know?
How can you drop a glass onto a hard floor without smashing it?
Fill it with water?
No. A glass won't smash a hard floor.
You know, we went to see Henry Cho at the Colonial Theater the other night, and he was hilarious. He was hilarious, and he's totally clean comic. He's been doing this for like 39 years.
Wow.
He is Korean, full-blooded Korean.
Uh-huh.
But he was born in Tennessee.
Oh, my God.
He has a Tennessee accent.
Oh, I think I've seen
him. And he wears cowboy boots and jeans. He doesn't know any Korean. He's so, so funny. And he did a lot of things like that.
Oh,
like what you
where
just
everybody
did.
Groans.
You go, oh, and actually, I moaned really loud one time, and he looked right at me, and he said, "There's no moaning in my show. You don't come here to moan." And he really, he's, oh my gosh, if you want to see somebody who's so good, just Google Henry Cho, C H O. He is all over. He's very, very famous. He's been on all the talk shows. He knows all the other comedians. He's buddies with all of them.
I think
he plays golf. He's great. And he said, "I'm in Pittsfield." Pittsfield. He said, I when my manager told me I was coming to Pittsfield, Massachusetts, I looked on a map and I said, "Do you know where this is? Do you look at where that is?" That's nowhere. He said, "The guy that opened for me, he came yesterday and he got here and there's nothing to do." And I got here 2 hours ago, and they had nothing to do.
Oh, my God.
He did say it was beautiful. He teased us that we don't have a real airport, that we have a landing pad. Oh, he was so funny about Pittsfield. Really.
Is he going to be?
He fired his manager, he said, for sending him to Pittsfield. Because this guy's, like, big. Big.
Wow.
We are really happy to have him here. All right. The ball's to you.
Why is it that when you have lost something, it's always in the last place you look?
Because you don't look anymore. Did I get it?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Isn't that? It is. We always say that, right? Oh, my gosh. It was in the last place I looked.
Duh. What has no beginning, middle, or end?
No beginning, no middle, and no end. The universe.
A donut.
A donut.
Yeah.
Oh, gee.
Oh, here's one for you. Which is correct? 15 plus 118 is 134, or 118 plus 15 is 134?
What? What?
15... plus 118 is 134, or 118 plus 15 is 134.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, neither. Neither one.
I give up.
Oh!
I'm done for the day.
Yahoo, don't you dare.
I got to find something that's funnier or
that's
harder than that.
I don't know, because people would right away say, there would be the same, because it's 15 plus 118 or 118 plus 15. You're going to get the same number anyway. The problem is it's not the right number.
That's not the right number.
You.
No, it's 133, not 134.
Not 134. The man who invented velvet made a nice pile. I don't really get it. You mean my pile of money, but it's pile of the velvet.
No, the pile of the velvet. Yeah.
Tell a man there are billions of stars in the sky, he'll believe you. Tell him the paint is wet, he has to touch it to be sure.
You have to check. I've heard that, and it's so true. It is so true. Which candles burn longer, church candles or birthday cake candles?
I don't know.
Guess.
Guess? Church.
Neither. Candles only burn shorter.
Oh, see?
See?
See? Those are the ones. That's the, I like those. Those are the ones. Oh. All right.
During our life, what are two things we will do but will never, ever remember?
How many things?
Two things.
That we'll do, mm-hmm. but we'll never, ever remember.
Right.
I don't know. Being born is one, maybe. I don't know.
Breathe our first breath and last breath.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Her mouth looked like something was going to come out. It's not. The scientist says, I can make a clone of anything. The investor says, here's a $100 bill. Double it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Quick.
Yeah. That's great. I like that one.
What can run but never walk?
Your nose.
That would be an appropriate answer, but for this one, it's different. But congratulations. That's a good one. Water. I don't know if I think yours might be better.
You think? It's a little sillier.
Peter drinks more water in January than in February, but the same amount of water in August as in January. Why?
Because it's hot. It's hot out.
There are more days in January than February, and the same amount of days in January and August.
Uh-huh. I knew that. That was my next guess.
Yeah.
Alrighty. You want some tips?
Sure.
So if you have a splinter and you want to get it out, press a shot glass to the area and the pressure will help squeeze it out.
Press, so you put the opening over.
Over it and push and it will.
Because I'm thinking if you put the bottom of it over, that's not going to...
Press it back in.
Yeah.
Shot glass seems a little big.
It does. Why not just put a piece of tape on it and pull it off?
Oh, there you go. So if you were to do that, would you use duct tape, packing tape, scotch tape?
Any tape I had handy.
Yeah. I think the packing tape would probably be real sticky.
Yeah.
Or if you had one of those fly things.
Fly things?
Oh, you know those fly things you put.
Although I hate those things.
And then you pull it. You pull it, and it's that sticky. It twirls around like a swirly.
You can never get it so it hangs straight.
And then all the bugs stick on it, and you can hear them.
No! Don't go there.
Well, they're stuck.
I know, but you're not good at that. You just no.
And the thing is, if you help them, the little flies, and you try to pull them off, you pull all their little legs.
She's going for it. She's still on it.
And
look
then
at
you
that.
Have this poor little fly with no legs. All they can do is.
Don't you remember I have
she
the power?
She muted me. But can you just, really, the little fly, you've got to.
She's going to learn her lesson one of these days.
You can.
You should see her face.
Get a little.
She's red.
Get a little mini skateboard and put the little fly on it. He flaps his little wings and
in
moves
room,
along the floor on
in
the little
a room,
skateboard.
In a room. Gosh. There is a king, a queen, and two twins, but nobody is in the room. How come?
A king, a queen, and two twins?
Mm-hmm. But there's nobody in the room. Why?
A king, a queen, and two twins. I don't know.
They're beds.
Oh, gosh. Oh, a king, a queen, and two twins. Ah. Oh. I'm picturing a throne and a crown and a cape and these two okay. little kids. Oh, gosh. Okay. That was a good laugh. Okay. Oh, I saw something and I didn't do it. And it's a bowl. And we will talk about it after the break.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. When Taconic High School was demolished, we could have lost this radio station. Instead, PCTV stepped in, built a new studio and transmitter, and gave the station new life. And now it's time to pay that back. Support this station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click the donate button. You won't be sorry. Pittsfield Community Radio thanks you for your support.
Eatsa Pizza is back. Join PCTV and WTBR for the biggest and tastiest pizza event around. May 15th at Berkshire Hills Country Club on Benedict Road in Pittsfield. Enjoy pizza from Papa John's Pizza, Papa Joe's Restaurante, Zuko's Family Restaurant, and much more. And you get to decide who will win the People's Choice Award. Eatsa Pizza at Berkshire Hills Country Club on May 15th. Tickets are $20 for adults and $10 for children 12 and under in advance. Get your tickets now at pittsfieldtv.org/pizza. Support for Eatsa Pizza comes from Cohen, Kinney, Valicenti, and Cook.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Welcome pizza,
back.
Yeah.
Pizza.
That's always
Welcome
fun.
Welcome back to our show. I'm Lynn.
Bev.
And we are
Stuff.
And yes, we're here every Thursday morning at 8:30, WTBR 89.7 FM. And our new station in Lee, which is called
WSBR 88.1 Lee.
And you can feed that little fly with a little eyedropper. True or false?
Banana.
Don't you love them?
What's that song? We have no
bananas. We have no.
They don't grow on trees.
Bananas
do
today.
Do they grow on trees? That's okay. One. Mm-hmm. A day on Venus lasts longer than a year on Venus. That's two.
Okay.
One true, one false.
All righty. So as I'm sitting here in this room, I noticed something. So we're in a big control room, and there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 boxes of Kleenex in here.
Whoa.
<There's> a, and I don't
There's
know.
Three.
Uh-huh.
Four, five.
Above your head. They're and they're all open with a piece of tissue sticking out of the top.
Did they have a funeral in here or something?
I need to ask when we leave what
took place.
Now, I know I use it. It's cold in here and it makes me drippy. It has to be cold in here because of all the machinery. They need to keep it cool. We know that. I am drippy. We're both drippy.
I'm not drippy.
We're drip. Yes, you are. You're drippy. You are drippy. All right.
Whether or not I am is open to explore. Okay. Oh,
okay.
All right. All right.
Okay. Share.
Let's see. A widow received a phone call from a stranger saying that her recently deceased husband owed the caller thousands of dollars in unpaid bills for photographs of naked women, and if she didn't pay him the money, he would go to the newspapers and expose her dead husband to shame. The widow immediately told the caller that she wouldn't pay him the money as she knew he was lying. How did she know?
Oh, it's a riddle.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Because her husband was blind. Did I get it? Oh, my.
I give up.
No, you're presenting them so well that it's easy for me to figure it out.
So from now on, I gotta talk like this and say, which is the only number when Linda added my itself.
It just shows that you and I are connected. We are mentally connected.
Did everybody else out there get it, too?
Yeah, we are. I wonder if they did. Hey, how can they let us know?
Something.
They can email us at...
I started to do an email address and I was wrong. Please forgive me. Stuffingforus@gmail.com. And one more time, because a gentleman said that he it goes a little too fast for him.
Oh, yes.
Stuffing for us, all words, at gmail.com. Please let us know what you think.
And I loved hearing from him. We heard from him a couple of times. Mm-hmm, that conversation kind of went on. And what was the other thing that he said? Was there something else that he commented on? He loves the show.
He listens all the time. He used to be in radio.
He was in radio.
Uh-huh.
I knew him. I won't say his name. Although I think maybe he... No, I don't know if he gave me permission or not, so I won't.
Okay.
I won't. I got to talk to him on the phone for a while. Would he mind? Hey, you know, if you're listening, RB...
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
We may have RB on our show.
That would be a hit.
Yeah. He's got a cool story about a certain game show that he could share, but it'd have to be condensed because it's pretty long. But he could just tell a piece of it, right. But okay, so yeah, we love getting all your emails. Thank you so much, and we will soon be having another guest on our show. I know Mary Hood wants to come back. Nan wants to come back.
Yay!
I'm sure Patty would come back. Maybe all three of them.
At the same time
could come back, and then we can leave. You and I can go.
We could go and have dinner or lunch or something. You know, brunch, I don't know, a drink, I don't care.
Yeah. Sounds good.
So you answered that. It's your turn.
Okay, so I saw a thing online. It was a video. Someone put two eggs in a bowl and covered the eggs with baking soda and white vinegar.
Are they raw eggs?
Yep. And covered them. I don't remember how long they waited. It must have been a while. Let me just say overnight or something. And when they dumped all this stuff out of the bowl, they peeled the eggs. They were hard boiled.
Wait a minute. Start from the beginning.
I don't know if this is real. There's so many things you see and you're like, oh, and then you find out it's not. Two eggs, raw,
uh-huh.
in a shell,
uh-huh.
in a bowl,
uh-huh.
baking soda, I don't even know how much.
You'd have to cover them, wouldn't you?
White vinegar, yeah, I would think you'd have to cover them, make sure they're down under the water.
Oh,
maybe put them in a Ziploc bag? And
did you say water?
No, I'm sorry, not water, the white vinegar
uh-huh.
and the baking soda. And then when they opened it all up, and they peel the eggs, they're hard-boiled. They're all cooked. Yeah. It was a little video.
I'm going to try that.
All right. If you want to boil a broken egg, the shell has got a little crack in it.
Yeah.
Add some vinegar to your water. This will help the egg cook properly. I have heard that before. If you're worried about the egg leaking because you've got a little crack in it.
What about the taste of the egg after?
I don't know if the vinegar gets in the crack or not. Maybe it just kind of seals it. She is just going down the road. She's going down the wrong road. She's going down the wrong road. I've lost her, everyone. I've lost her.
She said it with a straight face, and it really is a straight thing.
It's a real thing.
Straight.
Oh, I have more. Tell me more.
Go ahead.
To make citrus fruits easier to peel, roll them between your hands or on a table before you peel them, and the peel will come off easy.
That I've heard.
And it's juicier inside.
Yes.
Yes. Especially a lemon.
Especially. We're having a field day over here.
We
Sorry,
are.
It's okay. Not on TV, so you can tell. I have another riddle. A rich woman was murdered on Christmas Day at her mansion in London. The police interviewed her husband and the staff at her mansion. They all gave alibis. Her husband was watching the Queen's speech on TV. The cook was preparing the Christmas dinner. The butler was helping the maid clean the dining room, and the gardener was cutting the grass in the back garden. The police arrested and charged the gardener with murder. How did they know?
Because she was mulched?
Really.
Was she buried in the yard?
This is on Christmas Day.
Christmas? Oh, there's no grass. Unless you live somewhere else.
California, but this was the Queen in London.
In London, and they have snow.
They had snow.
They had a queen.
They're going to get one.
And they had a gardener.
Yeah.
But not
anymore.
A couple
of gardeners. All right.
Okay. For crunchy, flavorful coating on your meat or your fish, use crushed nuts instead of breadcrumbs. That sounds good. I like almond-crusted stuff. I use Ritz crackers and butter. On my fish. Poor Mark. Every time we have fish, I'll say, do you mind if we have it with the Ritz cracker crumb topping? Every single time.
And he says,
yeah, I like it. He's easy that way. It's just, you just melt butter in a pan or in a bowl, and you crush up the Ritz crackers, and you put it all in the butter. You do it in the microwave. You can do it on the stove. And you
what
just
you
make it all.
What if you used oyster crackers?
Crunchy? No, it's got to be Ritz. It has to be
yes, ma'am.
Ritz.
Yes, ma'am.
Everything tastes better on a Ritz.
I've heard that before.
Then you get your fish. Do you eat fish?
Fake fish.
Haddock? Do you eat haddock?
No.
Fake fish?
Oh, yeah. Bird's Eye makes them.
What is it?
Or Gardein makes them.
What is it made out of?
I have no idea.
Is it covered with a coating or anything?
Yeah.
Can you add like a coating to it?
It's like a battered piece of fish. And I don't mean beaten up. I mean...
and you put it in the microwave?
Yep. To soften it, and then you put it in the skillet.
Okay.
And fry it up.
So you could do the Ritz cracker crumb thing on top of it.
Sure.
Oh, it's good. It's got to be Ritz.
And you just put it
all over it, and then you can either bake it in the oven... Or, because if you bake it in the oven, then the topping gets a little brown and crunchy. So, have you learned how to use the oven?
The one with the micro?
No, the oven. See, there's a stove,
and then there's a big door. What's the other oven called?
Toaster oven. You could use a toaster oven. And you just get the crumbs kind of browny, kind of brown color. So they're kind of more crunchy?
Yeah.
Oh, it is so good. Sometimes I just want to eat the topping.
I'll bet you she does.
Oh, it's really good. And I think Stop and Shop uses that stuffing for their stuffed shrimp, if they still do that. And they use Ritz.
Oh, shoot.
Ritz.
That reminds me, there's shrimp left in the fridge, and I keep forgetting to let it go. I only got one half of the fridge cleaned out.
Okay, I have a few questions.
Okay.
Shrimp in your fridge?
It's his fridge, actually.
What?
It was in his fridge, actually.
There's shrimp in there.
Uh-huh.
And you need to let it go?
I need to dump it.
Oh, I thought it was alive. You had to set it free. You said let it go.
Oh, my God.
What the heck is she in? Oh, yeah, you want to get rid of that.
Yeah.
Probably on garbage day. From the refrigerator to the trash that
yes.
day.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. Okay. All right.
You take 6 cubes of ice from the freezer. Remove 2 and add 1. You wait half an hour and put them back in the freezer. How many ice cubes do you have now?
1.
Why?
Because they melted. In a half an hour, they melt.
I don't have anything is here it? That you might not get.
This is good. This is like teacher-student. You should be really proud of me.
Imagine that you are locked in a pitch-black room with no windows or doors. You can't see, hear, or smell anything. You have 60 seconds to escape the room. How do you do it?
Open the door and walk out.
There's no door.
Go up the chimney.
Imagine that you are locked in a pitch-black room with no windows or doors or chimneys. How do you get out?
Well, if you're locked in, there must be a door. You unlock the door and get out. If you're locked in, I don't have an answer.
Stop imagining.
Oh.
Just stop imagining the room.
Yeah, just don't imagine the room. Isn't that a scary thought to be in pitch black?
I see those games that they have where they go into these rooms and they try to get out and there's tricks and
yes,
stuff
escape
on
rooms.
Them. Yeah,
they're
yeah.
They're fun. They're fun. Some are hard.
They look scary.
But imagine being in a room pitch black, no doors, no windows. You can't see, hear, or smell anything.
Open like your
total,
eyes.
Total darkness. No, I mean, really.
Just.
That creeped me right out. That's
I do a lot of creeping out, don't I?
Yeah, creep me out. Yeah, that would creep me out. Do I say that a lot? Creep me out? Okay. How, you know, there are people, I don't drink wine, but I do know about the wine corks. Once you pull the wine cork out of the wine bottle, it's a darn thing to try to get back into the wine bottle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It says here, leave it in hot water for a few minutes.
Yep.
And then you're able to push it into the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, I didn't
it
know
works.
That. All right,
it
well,
does.
See, we learned something, and we have somebody that says it works.
Because I like my wine.
Okay, well, you need to know then how to get that cork in. All right.
Moving on. Which word in English is spelled backwards?
Backwards. Did I get it? Hey, Marie, you need to send me a gold star. She's our resident teacher. Okay.
What can be the same size as the world's tallest person but weighs nothing?
Repeat it, please.
What can be the same size as the world's tallest person but weighs nothing?
Nope.
The world's tallest person's shadow. Gotcha.
You did get me. I never thought of that. See that?
Yeah.
To keep your coffee hot longer, place a mug lid on top of it while it cools. I don't understand.
A mug lid?
To keep your coffee hot longer, place a mug lid on top of it while it cools. Well, wait, why do you want it to cool if you want it to be hot longer? So they're saying cover your cup. So like the travel mugs that we use with the little, we're going to cross this one out.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. Mm.
I really do it, everybody. I'm crossing it out.
I can see it.
Yeah.
Her page is a mess.
Yeah.
What can be given and can be accepted is worth a great deal but costs nothing, yet has no monetary value. It's worth a great deal.
A hug, a kiss, a pat on the back.
So close.
A pat on the head.
No, it's not body-wise. It's an apology.
Oh, yes.
I don't like these ones where you can have so many different answers.
Well, apology is a more meaningful one, though. Well, hug and kiss is good, too. But wait, a hug and a kiss are not always accepted.
That's true.
An apology could be, or should be, or is offered, doesn't have to be accepted. Oh, that's sad. Let's talk.
I have cities, but no houses. I have mountains, but no trees. Water, but no fish. What am I?
You are a map.
You knew that one ahead of time.
I did. I knew it right away.
Son of a
gun. I'd heard it before.
Look at that. I can't.
Wow, I feel my brain getting really big.
What two words added together contain the most letters?
What two words added together contain the most letters? I don't know.
Post office. See, I'm dying here.
No, you are not. You're doing great.
You're saying that because you're getting the answers.
I am. I love the ones that you can... Did you ever have things like this and you don't get any of them and then you feel...
dumb?
Man, yeah. Kind of like taking tests in school. You pray for that one question on the test that you'll know for sure. And didn't you always hate the problem solving?
Word problems?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, like if Billy gets in the Volkswagen and drives 10 miles an hour, 30 miles to the next city, and Bob gets in his Camaro and drives 10 miles an hour to the same city in the afternoon of July 4th. Traffic is going rough both ways. Who gets there first? What?
Mary.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I have horses, a cat, and a trunk. What am I?
Horses, a cat, and a trunk. Horses, a cat, and a trunk. Nothing's coming.
A car.
Horses, what's the cat?
Horsepower, catalytic converter.
Oh, for heaven.
And a trunk for your bags.
That is not fair. That is, catalytic converter is not a cat. Who says cat? I have to have my cat replaced. Do cars have catalytic converters anymore?
Sure. I hope.
Well,
I think.
They get stolen.
They do, yeah.
They do. They get stolen. What else was I going to share with you? I was going to share something funny. Oh, that's what we do.
I was going to say, hey, that would be right up the alley.
There was something I wanted to tell you. I'm trying to remember.
When does 11 plus 3 equal 2?
When does 11... plus 3 equal 2. 11 plus 3 is 14 equal 2. That's half of 14 is 7. See? I didn't do very well in math.
Clock.
Oh! Yeah. I have to picture that in my head.
Uh-huh.
And now I can see it. Yeah.
All right, what you got? You got something funny because we're getting close to the answer of the riddle.
Here is something, a shortcut we can all use on our keyboards.
Okay.
This person says, I have a keyboard shortcut on all my devices where if I press the AA, uh-huh. You know, like you say, Bev Prentice at...
Oh, okay.
Little at sign.
Yeah.
If you press that twice on her keyboard, she has it set up so it automatically enters her email address on any site that she has, like she's ordering something. On an iPhone, you can set it up by going to Settings, General, Keyboard, and Text Replacement. She does not say how to do it on another type of phone.
Huh.
But I'm sure if you go to your, you can
Settings.
You know, go to YouTube and find out how to do it. Or,
Oh, yeah.
So all she does is click the and sign twice, and her email pops in. Makes you want to try it.
Makes you do it, yeah.
Makes you want to go, huh.
All right.
All right. Do we have answers to our riddle?
Yes, we do. And boy, what a riddle that was.
Okay.
Bananas grow on trees, or a day on Venus lasts longer than a year on Venus.
Well, bananas, I think, do grow on trees, but I don't know if they call them vines or bushes.
I didn't say bushes or vines.
You said trees.
I said trees.
I think that they do grow on trees. And I think that Venus... I know this is probably wrong, but I don't think that the day lasts longer than a year.
Bananas grow on herbaceous plants. On Earth, it's easy to measure how long a day lasts. You simply pick a feature and track how long it takes for the sun to return to the same position. Venus isn't so simple. On Venus, a day lasts about 243 Earth days. That's longer than it takes the planet to complete an orbit around the sun.
Wow, I didn't know that.
So a Venusian year actually spans just 225 Earth days.
Ah, that is really fascinating. That's incredible.
Took a while to wrap my mind around that one.
Yeah, I'm trying to do that too. It hurts.
Well, ladies and gentlemen,
we are done for the day.
And we thank you so much for listening.
This is Lynn.
And Bev.
Together we are
Stuff. The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.